HarperCollins presents Nightfall, Book 3 of The Ashen Torment, by Den Patrick, read by Thomas Judd. Chapter 1. Kjellrun.
Word of the Solmynder Empire's defeat at Doskor spread across the continent in 1,000 conspiratorial whispers. As ever, when the Vartianans are involved, it was difficult to discern truth from hyperbole. With hindsight, I came to realize that even the most outlandish exaggeration was a pale shadow compared to the storm-tide prophet.
From the memoir of Drakina Tveit, lead librarian of Mittenjord province. Kjellrun stood at one end of the altar with her head bowed, willing herself not to cry. She was attired in the vestments of a priestess of Freyna, her hair plaited into an elegant crown around her head. Trina stood in a similar pose at the opposite end of the altar and was careful to avoid catching Kjellrun's gaze. Sundra greeted the townsfolk with Maxim at the temple door as they entered. The sun had begun to set, and a fragile calm descended on Doskor after the shocking events of the previous day. Novices and crew members from the Watcher's Wait stood quietly at the back of the temple, watching the small benches fill with local worshippers. All the seats were taken, and yet more people came through the doors, uncertainty written on their faces. Soon the congregation stood 3 deep at the sides of the circular temple. Kjellrun imagined she could feel a breathless need. These people had come to hear something that made sense of all they had seen. The Leviathan had been shocking in size and fury, more shocking still for the simple truth that a girl such as Kjellrun could summon it from the sea to destroy 2 imperial galleons.
"Are you sure you're up to this?"
said Romola as she emerged from the shadows. A serious expression crossed the pirate's face, replacing the usual look of wry amusement.
"Where I come from, we give people a few days to get used to the loss before we say goodbye."
Kjellrun leaned forward and whispered,
"We can't delay in this heat. The bodies will go bad. It has to be now."
Romola nodded and made to turn away, but Kjellrun took her by the hand. The pirate raised an eyebrow.
"But I agree with you," added Kjellrun. "For what it's worth, I think we could all use some time to catch our breath."
The service was especially long. The names and ages of the children who had died defending Doskor were read out, prompting tears from the townsfolk. Sundra moved on to the pirates next, though she had the good grace to call them sailors, and praised their courage in the face of such intimidating odds. Kjellrun listened to the High Priestess's words, and a moment later Maxim would translate what Sundra had said for the sake of the local congregation. The novices and the pirates hugged one another, numb with shock and hollow-eyed. And then the High Priestess spoke warmly of the renegade vigilant who had served as a mother and a mentor to the novices. Kjellrun squeezed her eyes shut and forced herself not to cry. She would grieve Mistress Kamalov in private, she promised herself. Finally, when Kjellrun could bear no more, Sundra brought the mass funeral to a close, and the townsfolk patiently queued before the altar. Each person kissed the fingertips of their left hand and touched it to the stone as they bowed, before setting down 1 coin and 1 piece of fruit. All of the worshippers shot glances of awe at Kjellrun, who bowed to each of them and forced a smile as best she could.
"What are they doing?"
said Kjellrun quietly when she caught Sundra's eye.
"Perhaps it is the custom here."
Sundra smiled as another person left a coin and piece of fruit on the altar.
"Or perhaps they are merely giving their thanks."
The custom took half as long as the ceremony itself, and Maxim appeared through the last of the worshippers. Kjellrun had not had a chance to speak to the boy since the previous day. He had been busy preparing the temple while Romola had insisted Kjellrun rest alone in her room.
"It's nice to see you back in a black dress again," said Maxim. "I think it's called a vestment."
Kjellrun plucked at the linen fabric. Maxim shrugged.
"Still looks like a dress, no matter the name."
Kjellrun held her arms out to him and they hugged. For a fleeting second, she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?